Hey guys, I wanted to do another blind, and I have no idea what is in 1, 2, or 3. I told my wife to just go pick a couple of tequilas and pour them out and let me do a blind. And I said to her, hey, pick a theme. And she poured what looks like two blancos and a repo, or two blancos and an añejo. So when she came back in, she said, it's all ready. They're numbered on the glass. And she wrote the answer on this paper. And I said, what's the theme? And she said, no theme. So I'm going to taste three tequilas without knowing what they are. I'm going to kind of compare them against themselves. And I guess for fun, I'll try to see if I can guess what they are. So if you haven't done a blind like this at home, definitely something to do. Have somebody pour some glasses. It gives you a different perspective of what those flavors are without looking at the label and knowing what it is. So let's start with number one. I definitely get a lot of pedrichor, a lot of minerality, and a little bit of a vegetal note. So let's do number two. A little bit of minerality, but a little bit of funkiness, and almost a little bit of chocolate in the nose. Or, like the, not a chocolate bar, but the cocoa, like when you've got a can of the cocoa mix. More of the bitter side of chocolate, not the sweet. And this one looks like a repo or an añejo. So a little bit of cooked agave, a little bit of caramel, that barrel, musty barrel smell. I don't know. Okay, so off the nose, I have no idea what they are. I would think they're probably going to be lower level bottles. Since my shelves go up pretty high, I'm going to think that she probably grabbed these within reaching level. That's my guess. So let's taste number one. Nice sweetness, a lot of minerality, a little bit of some vegetal notes, like I said, in the nose. A nice sweetness, and the finish is a little tangy. It's got not really a burn or not really a pepper, just a little bit of a lingering tingle. Got a little orange in that as well, so a little bit of citrus in there. Light, clean agave flavor. Similar finish, but it heats up a little bit more. Has a little more spice in the finish. Nice cooked agave flavor. Both of those seem like they are probably regular proof, just 80 proof, 40 ABV. I could be wrong. This one maybe a little bit higher based on how it lights up in the finish. I want to make sure that finish is over before I start the next one. So I'll go ahead and mention my Siempre candle. As you can imagine, for Father's Day and presents, I'm kind of difficult to buy for because I really like tequila, but I have a lot of tequila, and the kids would try to buy tequila for me, and then they'd come here and find out I just bought that same bottle. So I have all these beautiful bottles that I just hate to throw them away. And I do. I only keep one of each bottle that I finish, but I throw them away all the time. And my daughter figured out, hey, I can go have these turned into candles and filled up with an agave scent within the candle. So this is the newest one. I got it for Father's Day. So this is a new 1414 Siempre bottle from Lot 4. And I thought, well, it makes a beautiful candle. So I figured I'd highlight that up here. And don't throw your bottles away. Reuse them. All right, let's give this brown one a try, since I don't know what it is. Nice cooked agave. It's got a nice bitterness to it. I get a little bit of caramel. I get a nice little piece of vanilla in there, a little spearmint in the finish. Again, feels like it's probably straight 80 ABV. If I had to rate them against each other, which is hard to do with one of them being, I'm going to say it's an añejo. If we do these two blancos here beside, one has a little bit better mouthfeel. So I'm going to pick one over two. Three's an outlier. This is really good. I don't know what it is. I mean, it tastes really good. As for being able to guess what they are, off of the nose, I had an idea, but the flavors really changed that up on me. So this is going to be a case where I actually have no idea what these are, but they're delicious. All three of them are great. All three of them have really nice attributes. I feel like this one is an 1123 tequila, and I've been enjoying El Gran Legado. I've been enjoying that tequila, so this feels familiar to me, so I'm going to guess that one for this one, number one. It's probably not right at all, but it's really good, and it kind of reminds me of that tequila. And the other two, I just have no idea. So let's do the big reveal. Let's figure out what they are here. So number one, I was right with 1123, but it's the Cascoween Blanco square bottle. So Cascoween Blanco. The second one is El Tequileño, which I kind of got that little bit of a funkiness that I pick up off of that one a lot. So that's a great tequila. And then I lied. I said she probably wouldn't have gone up high, but she went top shelf and she pulled down Pedro Fortiva Añejo. This is a fantastic Añejo. So what a great set. Do this at home. Have your wife or girlfriend or friend pour you three tequilas. Do the same thing I just did. Taste through the differences. See if you can guess what they are. To me, that's always fun. Cascoween has such a recognizable profile or a thumbprint from that distillery. So there you go. Those are the winners today. And if you've got an idea for a blind or something that you do to taste your tequila special at your house, shoot me a message. Let me know what that is. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in.